In true Squamish fashion, this year's Squamish Off-Road Triathlon was met with rain, but the event was a success nonetheless. On Sunday, May 26, about 200 raced at the annual triathlon at Alice Lake Provincial Park. The park hosted both a sport and championship course, and participants included individual racers and relay teams. The sport course consists of a 750-meter swim, a 12.9 kilometers mountain bike ride, and a 5.5 kilometers trail run. The championship course nearly doubles the sport course, with a 1500-meter swim, a 24.3 kilometers bike ride, and a 10-kilometer run. With chilly weather on race day, race director Jessica Walker said they were fortunate to run the full championship course swim. The water needed to reach a certain temperature to go ahead, which it did just about an hour before the race started. Squamish has become a world-class destination for mountain biking and trail running and boasts some of the region's most loved and accessible lakes, with steep forested hills descending right down to the water's edge. It is with a great sense of pride that we welcomed an incredible field of cross-triathletes to our community and support the growth of this exciting, dynamic sport in BC, Walker wrote in an email to the Squamish chief. On the championship course, Nicholas Thomas of Vancouver took first overall for the males with a blitzing finish of 2 hours 36 minutes and 11 seconds. Following him up included second-place finisher, David Gillespie of Squamish, at 2 hours 47 minutes and 30 seconds and third-place finisher, Carson McComb of Kelowna, at 2 hours 51 minutes and 19 seconds. On the same course, Christy Drever was the top female finisher, finishing at 2 hours 58 minutes and 16 seconds, just a few minutes ahead of Brandy Heisterman, who finished second at 3 hours 0 minutes and 54 seconds. Following them up in third place was Olivia Stutchbury with a 3 hours 43 minutes and 4 seconds finish. All three hailed from Squamish. The race was also a world qualifier, which added to its excitement. The top championship distance racers earned a qualifying spot for the 2025 Cross World Championship in Pontevedra, Spain, said Walker. On the sport course, Jamie Macklem from Whistler took first overall for the males with a 1 hour 28 minutes and 37 seconds finish. Rick Hunter from North Vancouver finished in second place at 1 hour 37 minutes and 2 seconds, and Cedric David from Squamish came in third at 1 hour 43 minutes and 58 seconds. The top female finisher was Squamish's Janine Muir, finishing at 1 hour 37 minutes and 48 seconds, who was followed up closely by second-place finisher, Elizabeth Gardner, also of Squamish, at 1 hour 40 minutes and 58 seconds. Finishing in third place for the females was Emily McCants from North Vancouver at 1 hour 48 minutes and 25 seconds. In the relay, teammates Braden Bester, Graham Schultz and Grant Wilburn on the Tri-X men finished first at 3 hours 5 minutes and 47 seconds. Following by just over a minute in second place were teammates James Berdignon, Dallas Jones and Matthew Wallenberg on 3 MCs and 1 relay with a finish of 3 hours 6 minutes and 52 seconds. Finishing third included teammates Alexandra Broker, Lori Broker and Ian Milley on Just Out Here Trying with a 3 hours 8 minutes and 34 seconds, narrowly topping Jesse Locke, Nick Mercier, and Aaron Scott on the Perky Turkeys by about 17 seconds. Walker thanked the many volunteers and sponsor Move Right Squamish for the extra help on the cold race day. "We have so many volunteers on board to make this race happen and deeply appreciate their time," said Walker. Check out more photos and information on SquamishTriathlon.org.